Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Let me tell you something. This guy is
and
a ball player.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Well, got some big news.
Do we?
Yeah, Rafael Devers. That's a big boy. Trust me.
What about him?
Good player.
Where's he at now?
He's with the San Francisco
Man,
Giants.
Man, the world stopped for your partner yesterday on Father's Day.
Now what is it? Because of a trade.
Yeah, but okay. the team that was involved. Because sure. The Giants, trades are hard. I know they're not the author of that. Shout out Joe Lacob. But Steiny, this is a big deal. You're in a division with Machado, Tatis, and then you look over at the Dodgers who took 2 or 3 from you. This is one of those, who cares? And you got Ohtani belting 2 home runs Saturday night. And you got everything with Betts and Freeman. Now Buster delivered something like that. Now you went and got something from the high-end jewelry store. You got some merch. I am excited, Steiny.
Yeah. Got a malcontent coming in here. Guy was miserable in Boston. Doesn't want to play certain positions. I got Loveman over there smiling.
Loveman's giddy. Shout out Josh. I mean, we all are. Now we get to watch him play and perform nightly in a lineup during what we call thus far, Steiny, tell me if I'm wrong or I'm doing too much, a magical season. Well, and I'm romanticizing.
They've lost 3 of 4.
Hold on. I'm romanticizing about Buster Posey. He closed a deal. Farhan couldn't close a deal.
It was a trade.
He couldn't close. Judge, Ohtani,
well, those are free agents. But this was a trade.
It don't matter that he got her done. Larry the Cable Guy. Like, Steiny, wow. A left-handed bopper. Some trivia early. Happy Father's Day, belated.
I know it.
I sent out a text thread to all the dads on our at our station here. Last Giant to hit 30 home runs.
That's not even a trivia question anymore. It's like a statement of fact if you've been around
2004.
Here.
2004! That's 21 years ago!
I hate to say it, and you know this is not who I am. He's got 15 homers now. If he ends with 30, it doesn't count because he didn't play a full year here.
No, Steiny.
Yes, Steiny.
Listen, the dude's already
got 15 homers and call it 30.
You're
no,
wrong.
No, I am right. No, it's okay.
No, Evan will limit. I don't even need Evan on this one.
That record needs to wait one more year if Devers is to break it. That's all. Hey, listen.
Anyway, go ahead. Tell me what you thought and where you were at when you got the news. I was getting ready to watch the game. Harrison was warming up.
I broke it to you guys. You guys didn't even know. You guys sitting around on Father's Day drinking, oblivious. I'm up on the baseball news because I'm following it. And I said, Devers. And you guys were like, what? Like, he's a giant, guys.
Dude, incredible, man. And it's the guy at the helm. Again, I'm not going to stop romanticizing.
Where's he going to play?
Now, he's going to play for you. Is that a big deal or not? Because I'm going to say this.
Yes
and
no.
Bob Melvin, I believe he struck out in San Diego, Stani, because he didn't like me guys, I guys. And he had Tatis, Soto, and Machado, and it didn't work. Do you think Devers is one of those dudes? Or I look at Devers in the situation in Boston that was so one-time beautiful, I look at it like the Jimmy Butler. Just new scenery, he'll be a different guy. But he ain't one of those head cases.
No, if you say so.
They wouldn't trade it for him.
Well, I mean, obviously there was stuff going on in Boston.
Yeah.
And if you haven't heard, he was a third baseman. They got Bregman. He wasn't crazy about that. Started the DH, got off to a very slow start, but obviously come around. He's having a good year, 15 homers. But then they talked about maybe having him play first in Boston, and he was like, no, sorry.
And played the field all
not
year.
Not going to do that.
Yeah.
So obviously when Matt Chapman's healthy, he's the Giants' third baseman. Wilmer Flores plays a lot of first base. Devers can DH, of course. Maybe he'll want to play first base at times here. I don't know. They've got to figure that out. It was interesting. Buster Posey pretty much made it clear. He hadn't really talked to Devers, which leads me to believe that the issues supposedly surrounding Devers aren't of too much interest to Buster Posey.
Right, no doubt.
I mean,
they're confident.
It feels to me like he looks at Devers and said, that guy's too good of a player not to acquire if we have a chance to get him. And now he's a San Francisco Giant.
Yeah. And Stani, I got to put respect on what Harrison and Hicks have done for the Giants.
Which has been very little.
Yeah, no doubt. So it's almost like I just keep going to the Butler thing. Like, you didn't give up the farm for this bat. It's like the two last trades here in the Bay Area for the Warriors and Giants, they were a byproduct of situations just, you know, going sour, going bad. And now you put that bat in this lineup again with this bullpen, the rotation. I mean, this is incredible. It's going to be fun to watch. And you gave up what? A prospect I hadn't heard of, Stani, James Tubbs, and a right-handed pitcher, Jose Bello.
Tibbs.
Like, what is it? James Tibbs. Yeah, help me. I need my readers. But, man, how exciting are Giants? I mean, this is crazy. And Buster did this 6 weeks before, but what? 6 weeks before the deadline.
The
Damn.
I mean, they gave up some pitching depth. There's no doubt about it. Verlander is scheduled to come back relatively soon. But Harrison and Hicks, you know, they gave that starting pitching staff some depth, at least to start the season. You know, Hicks didn't last as a starter all year last year, but the point is they feel like they have pitching to give. They needed hitting. We talked about another bat, and they got one. I mean, Devers is a heck of a player. There's no doubt about it. 888-957-9570 is the number. Giants fans, you've been talking about a bat for a long, long time, and obviously, when you acquired Matt Chapman, that was an upgrade. When you acquired Adames, that was an upgrade. It does feel like Devers is more of an upgrade, at least at the plate, than those two guys. So we'll see what he does the second half of the season. He's got to get here. He's got to...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Figure out the area. They got to figure out where he's going to fit in the lineup, all that kind of stuff. But I think it's pretty obvious that Posey felt like this guy's a good enough player that if he comes with any baggage, it's something that they can deal with and come out on the positive side of.
No doubt. And, Steiny, you just tell me, they're my thoughts, right? But I just want to run it by you because this move just it's kind of funny and uncanny that the Farhan era was we're in on guys, and I'm not trying to throw any shade at Farhan, but the bottom line is they couldn't close anything of substance. And now you, Buster, not even a year on the job, pulls this off, and you feel like this shot in the arm is going to do wonders for everybody, including Willie Adames and everybody in that Giant lineup. But what about that clubhouse? And again, I kept talking about the Zach Wheeler trade for Beltran and Buster going on record and saying, you know, what that did for a clubhouse he was a part of. Just imagine, partner, what this signals. Like, they really feel like they got action. The guy's got 55 walks that leads the league this year, 55 walks. So not only can he hit, Steiny, he's won a batting title. He's got power. I mean, this is a big deal for me.
Yeah, I mean, let's not
talk to me.
Farhan signed Matt Chapman, and he signed Blake Snell. And Chapman now is a cornerstone of the team. So you got to give him credit for Chapman and then Buster re-signing him. So, you know, to me, I make a distinction between, you know, signing somebody as a free agent and making a trade. This is obviously a trade that fell into place for Posey, and he made it.
Yeah.
The question I have is, what were there deals like this out there when Farhan was the general manager, but he just didn't want to do it because it was too risky? I don't know. I was kind of we were talking, the three of us together, before today's show, and and I wonder, you know, is this a deal that ownership would have let Farhan make, or is this a deal that Farhan maybe would see in front of him and say, I just don't know. This is a lot of years for Devers. It's a lot of money.
That's it, how feels, I feel he thought.
It feels, think, it feels risky. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I also think that when Buster Posey takes over as the president of baseball operations, he probably's got some clout, and he can say to the ownership group, look, if there's a deal out there and it's going to cost us money, but I think it's going to be a positive move, I don't want to hear you guys saying we can't do it.
So
you know, I don't know what the dynamic is in terms of, you know, how much more clout Posey has with the ownership group than Farhan did, but it doesn't really matter at this point. Devers is a San Francisco Giant.
8.5 years, $255 million left, and Buster said, let's go. Steiny, I do love this. And again, I read real quick here, I read the Baggerly piece in The Athletic, and he talked about when the Giants were at the top of their powers when they won. He used this phrase, and it hit me, Steiny. A lot of what they did was run prevention, you know, and that meant pitching and defense because they didn't have the bats. And now you add this dude to this lineup wherever he plays. If he's DH, good Lord, man. And I just can't, you know, I know you think I'm just up here yapping him. I can't think of a guy that's gotten off to a better start like Buster Posey because the team was playing good baseball already. And I just wonder how much of that moxie was just because he was at the helm. But now I feel like, and it's early, this is a Jerry West move on his greatest day with the Lakers, a guy that meant so much to you and has won and is now running the show, president of baseball ops, pulls this off early. And we don't know when we'll see Chapman again, but Stani, I thought there was going to be, you know, some downtime. You go make this move. It's like it might not be any down. You might, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, the good news is it's set up perfectly because even if Kyle Harrison goes on to be Zach Wheeler, and even if Devers plays half a season and never plays again, but they don't make the playoffs, people will say, what a great move, because it was gutsy. I mean, they got a hell of a player in Devers now. Can he be a hell of a player here in at Oracle Park? 888-957-9570 is the number. Giants fans, is this the one? I mean, is this the biggest move they've made in what? 6, 8, 10 years? You tell me. And is this one the one that brings you into the fold for a while? Because this is their biggest move. Man. I don't think there's any doubt. In a long time. 888-957-9570 is the number. From the ballpark to wine countries, I'm sorry, from the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car's ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in about 15 minutes. No appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com. Also, coming up today at noon, we've got Rob Bradford. He is a writer and a radio man who covers the Boston Red Sox. We're going to ask him all about Rafael Devers. He's got a podcast called Baseball Isn't Boring, and he knows all about the Sox and Rafael Devers. We're going to have him join us at noon right here on 95.7 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.